sabotage me. If you want to be a fucking lightweight, then that's your call, but do not sabotage me.
Oh, aye, aye, Captain, you got it.
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
Oh, no, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any fucking Merlot!
22-minute podcast. Don't want to take up much of your time. Just gonna read some headlines. Stuff.
Welcome to the 22-minute podcast. My name is Wes Sievertson. Today is Friday. June 6, 2025, and I am here with Mike Finley.
Hey, y'all.
And hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, this isn't working right.
Oh, no.
Why isn't this working right?
Oh, no.
Okay, we'll figure it out maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. On this day, we'll just go ahead and jump in.
Yeah, let's go and jump on
and
in.
And we'll
James
see what happens. I'm sure.
Stuck on the toilet.
I don't know if y'all hear that ringing. We'll determine that later. On this day in I'm sorry. What did you say something about James' turtle?
His turtle.
Oh, his toilet. Yes, he's unfortunately stuck on the toilet and won't be able to join us today. Let's see. I guess we're doing some behind the scenes stuff. You can't even see it. You can't even worry about it. So we're just going
to... Don't even worry about it.
We're just going to move on. So
jump on into this day.
On 1982. What's happening? Sorry. Let's just do the show.
Yeah.
Okay. On say 1982, Chicago elevated loop train. Their loop train line, commonly known as the L train, begins its operations and begins one of the longest and busiest mass transit systems in the U.S.
Wow.
Still going today.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure they've upgraded. I'm sure they've replaced everything.
You can see it running in the Blues Brothers.
Can you see it running
Planes,
in,
Trains,
like,
and Automobiles?
Okay. Can you also see it in, like, Ferris Bueller's or something? I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure you. Yeah, you'd have to.
It's a deleted scene. on this day in 1925, Chrysler is incorporated. They're like, cool, guys. Taxes, right? We're writing that shit off.
Nice. Buy one
no.
of our things.
Dude, back then the corporate tax rate was probably like 30, 40, 50% mm-hmm. or something. And the tax rate over. You know, I don't know what the term for this is. And obviously this is probably common sense to so many people. But, you know, the way that tax rates above a certain amount actually work is like, hey, you pay a certain tax rate up until you make a certain amount mm-hmm. of money. And then you pay a much larger tax rate on anything past that. And honestly, doesn't that seem reasonable?
It seems reasonable to me, for sure.
But people are like, I want my foreign bank account!
No!
I don't want people in this country to benefit off of the things that I've benefited off of. Why would they get what I get?
I don't like this! Dad!
Dad... I feel you just reminded me of a Father John Misty song.
No. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on this day in 1944, probably about World War II, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The Normandy invasion begins, led by U.S. General Dwight D. Eisenhower. An Allied armada of ships, planes, and landing crafts in some 156,000 troops enter into northern France, a.k.a. D-Day.
D-Day.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't have pissed us off, bro.
That's right.
We were totally cool doing nothing and benefiting off of selling everybody weapons and arms and stuff. But instead, we had to get on in there.
Jump on in.
We had to jump on in. Accelerating 60 years. On this day in the year 2004, for her performance in A Raisin in the Sun,
Felicia.
I'm an idiot. Felicia Rashad. That name sounds kind of
yeah.
weird.
Mama.
Oh, Mama Cosby. Mm-hmm. She still defends Cos.
Does she?
She does. Whole time. Becomes the first African-American to win. That doesn't sound good, Tony's. It's 2004, and it's the first time this is happening. A 50-year-old play-ish. 50-year-old, 30-year-old, 40-year-old. Anyway.
Yeah, 60s.
Oh, it was the 60s. Yeah. Come on now.
Come on.
Anyway, we'll go ahead and move on. On this day in music history. On this day in 1978, the Cars debuted self-titled album with the singles Just What I Needed, and My Best Friend's Girl, and Good Times Roll.
Let the good times roll.
Honestly, all really fucking good songs.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoy them quite a bit.
Actually,
For the longest time, I saw the cover, and I thought that was just like a greatest hits CD.
Sure.
And then it was this morning when I realized, oh, no, that's actually...
Turns out they're just all really good songs.
Their first song, yeah. Good job, Rick Kasich.
Yeah, you know, and I kind of enjoy knowing that it's a 70s record, not an 80s record.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of growing a larger fondness to the 80s, but still, I'm more happy to attribute this to a 70s sound than an 80s sound.
I'm with you there.
All right, well, let's fast forward again on this year, on this day in the year 2000. Queens of the Stone Age dropped their second studio album, Rated X. And it had a vagina on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Or it had like the original cover does have nudity. I don't remember what it is, but and then they had a more popular.
Oh no, I think that was the self-titled where it was just like a lady in her panties.
Different.
Oh, okay.
Different. Because you will see the more proliferated version of the album cover, which is just like orange and like a line and it's an X and stuff.
Okay.
But yes, the original cover was more like sci-fi or something, and I think I can pull it up pretty quick, but we'll see. All right, on this day in the year 2006, AFI's seventh studio album, how do you say that?
December Underground.
Oh, okay, it's just shoved together, yeah. So maybe I thought it was more Dekember Umber Underground, produced by Jerry Finn, is released. Oh, which one was? I don't know this one. I don't think I actually listened to it. What were the singles?
The one that I know is Miss Murder. Hey, Miss Murder, and hi.
Yeah, that one didn't grab me.
Nope.
And by 2007, I was already a bright eyes bitch.
Yeah.
Kind of, or 2006. I was already a bright eyes bitch. And I was listening to that stuff. I was an indie boy.
One of them indie boys I've been hearing
That's
so much about.
One of them indie boys. So here's the cover. I got it. One second. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So y'all are probably going to hear a second of regular John. You can't.
Yeah, that looks cool.
It's not showing the whole thing, but actually, so even what you're seeing here, it's cutting out the bottom, but the full image I think actually includes like the bottom, and I think you can just see quite a bit of things.
Nice. I like seeing things.
Right? And that's what, because that's when you could be cool with album covers, because you weren't worried about Spotify and shit. They were like, listen, the people who are going to come and buy this record are going to search for my shit.
Right.
It's not them, oh, that album cover looks cool, let me click on it for 3 seconds. Where's my iPad? Sorry. Anyway, that's
Jake!
That's my impression of everyone.
Nice.
Yeah. So
did a good job.
Thank you. Okay. On this day in the year 2011, Battles releases their second studio album, Glass Drop, with the singles "My Machines" and "Ice Cream Drop." And "Ice Cream." This was really like I think their most popular, successful record. Like when they came through and toured, it was like a big deal.
Hmm.
And maybe that's still, you know, I don't know. This is when genres were a deal, and like this, the music. I don't even know how shit works anymore. This was 14 years ago.
Yeah,
you know.
I only remember listening to Ice Cream, and then
But
Mirrored, their first record, I fucking love.
Well, they definitely got a lot of acclaim for that record too. So it was very popular as well. It's tough to say. It's tough to say, but that was like their kind of golden era, and they're still. Motherfucker, you know? Have you ever been allowed in my
rooms? Come on.
He's like, oh, we're not paying attention. I'm going to go explore. Anywho, sorry. it's my fault. I could easily have the dog not down here. Anyway, all right. Battles and stuff, and let's just move on.
Yay.
All right. Action. On this day in TV and film history, on 1956, The Killing, directed by Kubrick, is released. I can't remember. I don't think this is one of the movies that
were in that collection.
Oh, it definitely wasn't the collection that I bought.
Yeah.
When I was in high school. Jim Thompson actually wrote the dialogue for. I can't remember. It's two of his. It's two of his films. Two of Kubrick's films. And I just can't remember which one it was.
Oh, that's neat.
But it might have been this one. I've just never seen this dog this needy. It's kind of weird. But I mean, good for you, Comet. You know how old Comet is? I think he's like 17 or 14 or 17.
You're an old boy, buddy.
Yeah, and he's like a pippy. He really is like a pippy. But he listens.
You're a good boy.
Yeah, he listens well.
A little vocal, but you're a good boy.
He is definitely too vocal, and I don't know who taught him to do that. But here's the thing. You know what else I've learned? People are more utilitarian about their dog.
Yeah.
And they treat it as a sound alarm, a warning, which makes me wonder what world they think they live in. Why not just get a gun? How do you feel about gun rights? You know what I mean? If you feel like you're so in danger, get a fucking gun.
Go grab yourself a gun.
Oh, you probably don't believe in gun rights? Well, then shut your fucking dog up.
Jeez.
Anyway, that's a bit, guys. Sorry, that's a bit that I worked up. It's probably just me.
See, the thing is rolling out. Don't worry.
I know. You're probably just like, no, Wes, you're just angry. Anywho, I like dogs, but I'd like them to be quieter.
Mm-hmm.
And only bark when it's real important, not at everything.
Hey, listen, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom now, okay?
Yeah, so let's All right. On this day in the year we're moving on. We're already past it, and we've talked about it, so y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. On this day in 1997, Con Air.
Woo.
Just that gif of him with his hair in the wind, you know?
Mm.
The wind in his hair, sorry. Get your hair out of my wind! On this day in 1998, Sarah Jessica Parker shows the world how deep in goes. you want me to read the stuff, but you know, if there's a typo, I'm going to Ron Burgundy it. Anywho, Sex and the City debuts on HBO in 1998, this day. June 6th. What a fun summer.
Yay.
Boy, you better believe that was a show that around the year 2012, I would try to catch on HBO late at night before I went to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Why? I don't know. Figure it out. Let's see. On this day, I love that you have the whole date.
Mm-hmm.
In the year 2006, The Omen, the remake with Julia Stiles, Liev Schreiber, who's related to that other guy, Mia Farrow, who's not related to her daughter, David Thewlis, and Michael Gambon is released. I remember going to the theaters to see this. I'm pretty sure
my dad told me I cannot go to see this movie.
Why?
Because it was released on 666.
Oh, that's why you put the whole date there. So are your parents still religious?
Nope.
Okay.
At least I don't think so.
But they're still not comfortable with 666.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, I get it. You know?
I mean, I do.
I mean, I don't get it, but right, I get right, how that right, how right. that how that it seems reasonable.
And I think at the time they were definitely probably more,
yeah,
spiritual, we'll say, than they definitely are now.
19 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking crazy. Right.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. None of it ever seemed real to me, so it's all just fun.
Right.
It's all just fun.
It's like, is the world going to end if I go to the movie theaters?
I mean,
Dad.
If it did, it would be a coincidence. So I'm not even necessarily worried that if it did end, like I caused it or something.
I came up with a really funny bit like shortly after this.
Okay.
I told to my brother.
Right.
But I was hanging out with another diabetic friend we went to high school with.
You do all know each other. Fuck you. Anyway, keep going. Okay.
But it was like they're all going to go to the movies. And I'm like, so I'm going to call my dad and see if I can go to the movies.
Yeah.
And if he says no, I'm going to say, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. I'm on my way home.
That is a good bit. That's a good high school son bit. Hey, you know what? I don't like it. And you know what I think about it? I think I'm about 12 minutes from the house, so I'll
I live in your house. Your rules, yes, sir.
yeah. So you got it. It's a good one. All right. On this day in the year 2008, Jack Black, probably biggest bank of his life, I think.
Mm.
Kung Fu Panda is released, and it's just a fun one.
It is.
I'm sure you've you've gotten to revisit it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
With Scout and all that, especially with sequels coming out.
Oh yeah, because a new one came out last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I'll watch it.
Yeah, we watched it in theaters. It was fun. And Bryan Cranston's in it too now, you know. So,
I mean, at this point, it's interesting because that's definitely one of those movies where, like, if you're in it, It's interesting. Okay, it's interesting whenever like maybe you're doing Stranger Things or something like that, and you're like the character. You're like the character of the season. You're one of the characters who's only in there for one season, and then and I'm sure you've done one or two things before, obviously, unless you're like a child. And so then you just end up in these like promo photos before the thing ever comes out, and you just see this, and you're like, these are like the most famous people in the fucking world,
right?
And I'm standing right there. You know, that feeling's got to be crazy.
Sure.
And obviously, there's a lot wrapped into it, and it can be very problematic, and I'm not getting into that. But I'm just saying, if you do a voice for Kung Fu Panda, there's no more of that.
Yeah.
You are like, I'm one of the most famous people in the fucking world. Like, that's just how it happens. Unless Nepo Baby or something.
Right.
And then you'll be the most famous person real soon. Looking at you, Margo. All right. We're not calling out Margo anymore, I promise. So I know that that's not a popular thing for me to do, and I do apologize for that. On this day in 2009, a very fun movie, Splice, is released. Is that the James Gunn one, or am I thinking of Slither?
You're thinking of Slither.
Which one's Splice?
Splice is the one with Adrian Brody. They make that creature, then he ends up having sex with the creature, and it turns into a man and kills him.
Which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can see how I get those movies
Yeah. But Slither is a lot of fun.
That one's more fun.
Yeah.
This one's creepier, and I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
On this day and ooh, I love this movie. On this day in 2014, Edge of Tomorrow. Seriously, Tom Cruise is just a great actor.
So good.
He's a great actor.
And action films.
Well, definitely.
Wild.
I mean, everything but action films, he just knows. He knows how to perform for the camera in action films, which is really what I think an action, like a not a suspense, but like an action sequence really needs someone. An actor who's just overly aware of the camera.
And the stunt work that he does, like, for...
Which is why he does his own stunt work, is because he's actively aware of the camera.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not going to look real. Yeah, I'll break my leg. It's fine. do you know how much money I have? I'll get a new leg. Scientology has legs on retainer for me.
Scientology pays taxes, and that taxes is...
No, they don't.
Well, no, they pay him in taxes.
Oh, right. Ooh, that would actually be a good deal for Tom to have made if he did. If it was like, hey, listen, I obviously I'm a big part of this, and you want me to benefit from it, and I appreciate all of the amenities, all the fixins.
The fixins.
But I do need some sort of consistent income from you guys. So let's just say, what would you've been taxed last year? Just give me that every year. Whatever you would have been taxed, just give it to me. Because that's a lot. It's a lot. All right. Well, plenty of time. Hopefully we don't run out of birthdays.
Yeah.
I'll get on Google if we do. This has already been kind of a mess of an episode, at least at the beginning.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a woo day, baby.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you knew it. It's a woo day. We're fine. Oh, buddy, turning 62, Jason Isaac. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
Do I even need to tell you? Do I need to tell anyone who Jason Isaacs is? Was he actually in the movie I watched last night? I think he was. I think it was him. It was a terrible movie. Sweetwater. It was a Western.
No, I haven't heard it.
January Jones. I believe Jason Isaacs. Old guy. Ed Harris.
Ed Harris, yeah. Radio.
Correct. I just wanted to see. Oh, of course. Of course, I'm going to have to click another button to go down. Thank you, IMDb app. Why don't you get your list right and not make it so difficult for me to go further back in his filmography? We're almost there, guys, and then I promise you I will move on. Was he in Sweetwater? He wasn't. I should have just went to the movie. Anyway, it was a different guy.
Yeah,
I'll have to look it up and try to remember who it was. Who else is having a birthday? No, you know what? Jason Isaac was in Harry Potter, guys. Just remember that.
Lucius Malfoy.
Speaking of Malfoys. Turning 58, Paul Giamatti. God damn it, I can't wait to watch the Holdovers again. But you can't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be special.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for Christmas time to roll around.
Dude, December 1st, it's happening. The Holdovers. Fuck.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
My first time, and I'll be mentally prepared for it.
Dude, it's so good. And you know if I say it's good, you're going to cry. So get ready. All right. Who else is? Oh, God. I really was hoping we were going to run out of birthdays. I'm already not feeling that that's promising. Oh, my God. Turning 78. Freddy Krueger himself, bitch.
Robert England. I love him.
I know, dude. The last couple of times I've seen him interviewed and stuff, he seems like an old man.
Yeah.
He's not going to be in anything anymore.
Doesn't move around like that bitch once
did. No. But you know what? He did so much for us even before then. He doesn't need to do anything else. So happy birthday, bud. This is really your day. You should have been number one. Hey, I love Jason Isaacs. I love Paul Giamatti.
Mm-hmm.
And they've played some iconic characters. But no one who has yelled bitch in the 80s quite as loud. And you just got to get over it, Jason, Paul. Modern Family's funny. That's an inside joke between me and... Oh, she doesn't want to say... Oh, let's see.
18?
Wow, happy 18th birthday to Lily, who is Aubrey Anderson Emmons from you probably heard a little bit of a video there. Thanks, advertisements. From Lily from Modern Family. And that's just an inside joke where I really, really got into Modern Family during mm-hmm. the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I just sent James a video of me smoking a joint, and I just went, Modern Family's funny. And that's all I did. So, so that's a little inside joke we got going. And it is funny, guys.
Yeah.
Just to let you know. I really would have loved a spinoff with just the gays. That would have been a really good one.
Oh, that would have been called too, just the gays?
I mean, if they had the balls, maybe. But I doubt they would have. Sandra Bernhard, she's turning 70. I think you would probably know her best from, she was in Bound, I believe. The movie. I mean, she's maybe known for more stuff, Hudson Hawk, whatever. But I'm pretty sure she was in Bound, the first Wachowski joint.
Hmm.
I could be misremembering it. Maybe it's someone else, but I swear to God, it was her. What year was Bound? 96?
I don't know.
Email us, 22minutepodcast at gmail.com. I might be wrong. Doesn't matter. But, you know, Sandra Bernhard, she was a pretty prominent figure in Hollywood in the 80s and 90s and a little bit of the 2000s and stuff. Let's see. What do we got? We got 40 seconds left. Who else do we want to make sure that we shout out here? Whoa. Had a burp. Oh, turning 73. Harvey Fiennes, Fernstein. Fierenstein. Robin Williams. Can you make me a woman? Oh, my God. His brother, you know.
Independence Day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call my mother. Turning 49, the other half of a lot of the Nolan joints, Jonathan Nolan.
Oh, happy birthday, John.
Yeah. We have time for one more, and we're not doing it.
Yeah, so okay.
Guess what?
Happy Woo Day, y'all.
How are you doing, baby?
Bye.